My name's Chris Hudson from West Central Indiana. We farm just corn, soybeans, no-till, about 2,600 acres. It's a family-owned operation, obviously, Hudson Family Farms. I farm just strictly with my father, and we have one full-time worker. So we stay busy with what we've got, and we're trying to stay at the top of the innovation curve and do new things to keep us ahead of competitors.
So tell me about your partnership here.
Sure. It's really just kind of started as to be a part of a bigger discussion, find out what other growers around the country are doing to make themselves better. Top yield is always kind of the goal, but at the same time, economic efficiencies are really the biggest goal of all. So it doesn't matter if you get 350 bushels per acre, if it costs more than it does to do to achieve a lower yield, then that's really what we want to accomplish.
What do you see as some of the biggest challenges as a farmer today, as a young farmer today, or just as a farmer in general?
Sure. As a young farmer and as a farmer in general, those are almost two distinctly different sets of challenges. And as a young farmer, there's the challenge to grow, and in an industry that is in an aging industry where youth is desired, but there's a lot. It takes a lot for tenants to count on youth and to gain the trust to help you grow. So certainly, that's as a young farmer, that's a challenge. And while the median age for farmers is certainly increasing, as media tells us, I'm not sure if you go to any countryside in anywhere in the Corn Belt and not seeing a relative abundance of young farmers. They are certainly there. As farmers in general, certainly staying ahead of at the top of the precision curve. We're becoming more and more dependent on computers, from tablets to guidance, to variable rate. And really, I'd say one of the main challenges would be to stay at the top of that curve without necessarily over adopting. As a completely separate challenge, I think it's always been a challenge, but I think marketing in an increasingly volatile world economy, marketing your brand and marketing your commodities.
You must be relatively optimistic about the future of agriculture, the future of farming, or you wouldn't be doing it. I think there are probably a lot of other things you could do.
I think you have to be optimistic about it if you're going to participate in farming in this day and age. It's certainly challenging. There's plenty of other things, a young person coming out of a college could do that would have less responsibility and have a lot more guaranteed money. But it's certainly not the challenge. To me, growing up in an age of technology, farming is extremely exciting right now. Being able to bring innovative technologies, from computers to guidance to you name it, and being interested in finding out these new things that we can add to our farm, it's very exciting to be a part of now as a young person.